Arlington National Cemetery, just outside the nation's capital, Marine Lance Corporal David Baker is laid to rest. Baker was killed in a roadside bomb blast in Afghanistan. He was 22. President Obama paid tribute on Veterans Day to all those who have sacrificed in Afghanistan and Iraq.
We honor your service. We are forever grateful. And just as you have not forgotten your missing comrades, neither ever will we.
With U.S. casualties in Afghanistan on the increase, the president is considering requests from his military commanders for more troops. Veterans from the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq are weighing in on the strategy decision. Army Reserve Captain Pete Hegseth heads a group called Vets for Freedom.
I think it's incumbent upon us that we give him all the resources he needs to be successful. Anything less than that is trying to fight a war of necessity on the cheap.
Hegseth says troops in the field are eagerly awaiting the president's decision.
And when you're moving out on patrol, you don't want to be moving out on patrol wondering, well, are they going to send the troops home or not send me what I need? If so, like, why am I risking my life for this mission if we're not there to win it?
But more troops alone will not secure Afghanistan, says retired Staff Sergeant Brian McGuff.
So we have the troops that we can send. We just have to do it smart, and we just can't send troops on troops and troops and troops. And eventually we're going to have to try to figure out what the end goal is. What is the goal in Afghanistan, and how do we get there?
McGuff was wounded in a roadside bombing in Iraq in 2003 and is now with a group called VoteVets.org. The veterans groups are being heard in Congress, says Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California.
They've actually been there. They've done it. They've lived on the ground with those people in Afghanistan. They know how to win over there.
The differences in opinion among veterans over what to do in Afghanistan reflect a broader uncertainty among the American public, says pollster Peter Brown.
Well, what we found is a lot of ambivalence. A bare majority of Americans, about 52%, think that the U.S. military effort there is a good idea and should be there. But there's real reluctance about the depth and the breadth and the length of the commitment.
The country is looking for leadership from President Obama, says Army veteran Brian McGuff.
And it's a tough mission, but I think it's an attainable mission as long as, you know, we take the time to make sure that the mission is out there and laid out pretty well. But, I mean, it's a tough place. It'll be hard, but worth it.
It has already been hard for loved ones left behind by the fallen, like the family of Marine Lance Corporal David Baker of Painesville, Ohio. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.